This goes to Dr. Vanessa, V-A-N-E-S-S-A, LaRouche. It's L-A, capital R-O-U-C-H-E. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Kathleen with a K, Elsa, E-L-S-E-A, date of birth April 11th of 1958. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Elsa with diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, a history of left nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma, and hypertension. Her consultation was June 29th of 2021. Her weight is stable. She's received a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccination, that messenger RNA variety, without any side effects or adverse events, and she has not contracted COVID-19 infection to date. She continues to isolate herself quite regularly, but she has been feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has chronic shortness of breath and a non-productive cough from a long history of smoking. She still has not been able to quit. She has chronic laryngitis also. No cloudiness or blood in the urine. She has some pain and numbness in the lower extremities, secondary to diabetic nephropathy, but no ulcerations or claudication symptoms. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. I want to highlight the maximum dose of vinazopril, 40 milligram once daily, and she's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, her weight is 146 pounds and blood pressure 127 over 72. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 24th of 2022. Creatinine is 0.5, albumin 3.4, calcium is 8.9, sodium 134, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus is 4.1. She has a hemoglobin of 14.1, a normal white count, normal platelets. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio has improved. It's 12:14, and it was 15:90. And her random urinalysis was negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function and gross proteinuria that is slowly improving. Hypertension currently at goal. And history of left nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma. Also COPD secondary to smoking. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 4 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. Smoking cessation is strongly encouraged, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.